Here's another perspective on guns and the effects they can have on people's lives. In certain parts of the Middle East, gunfire isn't always what it seems. From Beirut, here's the world's Richard Hall.
This is what a funeral sounds like in Lebanon. Also, birthdays, graduations, New Year's Eve. Firing your AK-47 into the air is the preferred method of celebrating for many Lebanese. But what goes up must come down. That's something Bayan Bibi learned the hard way 3 years ago on a busy street in West Beirut.
I was walking here on the street with my friend Rania, and suddenly I felt something came to my back, as if there is a stone came from above. So I told my friend, I told her, Rania, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. I don't know what happened to me.
Bayan didn't know it at the time, but she was hit by a bullet fired from another neighborhood. Lebanon's parliament speaker and leader of the Amal movement, Nabi Berri, had appeared on television moments before. His followers had fired their weapons into the air to show support. Bayan was rushed to hospital with a bullet in her chest.
The bullet entered my right lung, and then it sit on the third and the fourth of the ribs. And he was thinking that this is the end of my life. You know? And everything happening around me, I don't care because I am going, you know?
Bayan pulled through without serious lasting damage. But last month, a firefighter was killed by celebratory gunfire. And three others died in the spring, including an 8-year-old girl. Lawmakers have just proposed tougher penalties for anyone caught firing a weapon in a crowded area. The leader of Hezbollah, whose supporters are among the worst offenders, has called on his followers to stop many times, to no avail. I wanted to find out what motivates someone to fire into the air like this, so I went to Dahir, a poor neighborhood in South Beirut. I met Mohammed, a 23-year-old supporter of Nabi Berri, the parliament speaker. By his own admission, he's a repeat offender.
Yeah, mostly when a leader comes out and gives a speech, that's the main, and also sometimes in maybe weddings, someone passes his exams, every occasion, celebration, we try to make the most of it and fire our weapons.
So it's kind of, when your politician speaks, it's kind of to show support for whoever's speaking on TV, is that right?
Yeah, it's like supporting our leaders, yeah, exactly, to support them and show, like, we have your back when you need us. It's like measuring the you know?
What do you think about that, though? When you fire the gun in the air, you obviously know it's going to come down somewhere. Do you ever think that it might hurt someone, or what's going through your head when you're doing that?
When you're doing that, it's an adrenaline rush. You don't think of anything. You know, I'm not going to lie, the feeling is good, but maybe after you finish, you think, oh, maybe I might have hurt someone, maybe it fell on someone's car, broke the glass, you know. You think of the consequences, but after you finish.
I asked Mohammed whether the legislation that's been proposed would stop anyone from firing their guns.
I don't think so, because, you know, the law doesn't have that much of a presence or effect in our area.
In Lebanon, it's political parties rather than the government that provides basic services to the population. As a result, the government doesn't have much of a presence in Dahir.
Not because we don't want them to come. We would love their help. But they abandoned us many, many years ago. So we're like self-sufficient. We have our own law.
As for Bayan, the woman wounded by a falling bullet, she says she's not angry at the person who fired the gun, whoever that may be.
I don't blame him. I blame the people who are responsible, like the minister or the political people who raised their supporters and fans in this negative way.
And while she's doubtful the legislation would make much of a difference, she wants people to think twice about celebrating with gunfire.
I am not blaming anybody, but I am just making awareness, just to stop this violence, to stop expressing always in our feelings in a violent way. That's it.
For the World, Richard Hall, Beirut.